Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a warm tape-style grit drum bus for jungle and drum and bass edits inside Ableton Live 12, using stock tools to give your breaks that glue it, slightly crushed, worn in character without wrecking the punch or the low end. This is an edit stage move, which means we're not trying to save a bad drum loop. We're taking a break that already works, maybe with a kick and snare layer on top and giving it attitude, pressure and cohesion. Think less obvious distortion preset, more like the drums have been pushed through a hot desk, a tired tape machine, and a little club stress. That's the vibe. Before you touch any saturation, get your drum edit organized. Put your chopped break, kick, snare, hats, or shakers into a drum bus or group them together. This matters a lot in DNB, because you want to shape the groove as one living thing, not as a bunch of unrelated hits. As a rough target, let the bus peak around -6 to -8 dB so you've got headroom for the processing to breathe. And this part is important. Clean up the edits first. If the slices are sloppy, the grit will expose every problem. Tighten the chop points, add tiny fades to avoid clicks. Trim snare tails so they don't smear into the next note, and if a kick feels light or flammed, fix the timing now. Saturation does not improve bad edits, it just makes them more obvious. So get the groove feeling intentional before you start dirtying it up. Now we begin the chain. First, add glue compressor to the drum bus. We're not trying to smash the life out of it. We just want the break and layers to feel like one performance. A good starting point is a 2-to-1 ratio, attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the louder hits. That little bit of compression helps jungle edits feel like a sampled kit instead of separate audio clips living on top of each other. Next, add saturator. This is where the warm tape-style grit starts to happen. Start modestly, maybe +2 to +6 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on. Listen to what happens to the ghost notes, the snare body, and the top of the break. You want density, not fizz. You want the drums to feel thicker and slightly older, not obviously distorted. If the break can handle it, you can push drive a little further, but keep checking the kick front edge. In DNB, the kick is a great truth teller. If it loses its punch, you've gone too far. After that, insert EQ8 to shape the tone. Use it like a mix tool, not a creative effect. If there's rumble, gently high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If the saturation made the bus boxy, trim a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If the hats get too sharp, try a small cut somewhere in the 6 to 9 kHz area. And if you want a bit more crack, a very subtle lift around 3 to 5 kHz can help. Just be careful not to brighten the bus so much that it stops sounding worn in and starts sounding thin. Now bring in drum bus. Ableton's drum bus is brilliant for this kind of thing, because it gives you density, transient shaping, and a little extra dirt all in one place. Try a modest amount of drive, some light crunch, and use boom very carefully. In jungle and rollers, the usual problem is not a lack of low end. It's too much uncontrolled low mid energy. So if your kick and sub relationship is already strong, keep boom low or skip it. Use the transience control to preserve or soften the attack depending on what the break needs. If you want a more pro-level result, don't destroy the main drum path. Make the dirt parallel. This is where things get really fun. Put an audio effect rack on the drum bus and build a clean chain and a dirty chain. Keep the clean chain mostly intact so the groove stays punchy. On the dirty chain, stack saturator, drum bus, maybe a bit of filtering or compression, and blend that chain in around 10 to 30%. That way, the main drums keep their snap, while the parallel layer adds thickness, grime, and apparent loudness. If you want to push the dirty chain harder, you can. Just high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz if it starts clouding the low end. This is a great moment to talk about pressure, not effect. The best jungle drum bus does not sound like it's wearing a preset. It sounds like the loop is being played a little too hot, and that strain is what gives it life. Also, keep an ear on the top end. Tape-style grit can make hats and shuffle texture a little spitty or harsh. Instead of just rolling off all the highs, control the transient behavior. A slower glue compressor attack can help preserve snap. Drum bus can shape the bite. And if the dirty parallel layer is getting too crispy, darken it a little with auto filter or a small high-end cut. A slightly darker, dirty layer under a cleaner main path often sounds much more expensive than one big overprocessed bus. One of the biggest mistakes here is overdriving before the edit is tight. Another is letting the drum bus get so bright or crunchy that the kick loses its front edge. And another big one is ignoring the bass relationship. Always check this with the sub and bass line playing. In drum and bass, The drums and bass are partners. If the drum bus makes the bass feel smaller or less stable, pull it back, reduce boom, or darken the parallel chain. Once the core tone feels right, automate it. This is where the arrangement gets exciting. In a DNB track, the drums should not feel static for too long. Increase saturator drive by a little bit as you move into the drop. Bring in more dirty parallel blend over the last two bars before a switch up. Pull the grit back in a breakdown so the next hit lands harder. You can even make the second 8 bars of a drop feel slightly more desperate by nudging the drive up just a touch. That kind of motion makes the drums feel like they're evolving, not just looping. A really useful workflow here is to resample the drum bus once the tone feels right. Print it to audio. That gives you something you can chop, reverse, stutter, and re-edit into fills and turnarounds. In jungle especially, resampled drum audio is gold. It lets you turn one good processed loop into a whole arrangement's worth of variation. If you want to go further, try splitting the drum bus into low and high bands inside an audio effect rack. Keep the low band mostly clean and stable, and let the high and mid band carry more saturation and crunch. That can be especially effective for darker rollers and neuro-influenced edits, because it keeps the kick and sub-adjacent energy firm, while the break texture gets nastier on top. For a quick practice pass, load a chopped break, a kick layer, and a snare layer. Group them. Set the level so the bus has headroom. Add glue compressor for just a touch of gain reduction. Add saturator with around +4 dB drive and soft clip-on. Use AQA to trim any muddy area around 250 to 350 Hz if needed. Then add drum bus for a little more weight and edge. If you want, duplicate it into a clean and dirty parallel setup. Automate the dirt up in the last 2 bars of an 8-bar loop, and test it with a sub and a simple reese. Then render the loop and compare the printed version to the dry one. You should hear the difference immediately. Older, thicker, more unified, but still punchy. So remember the bigger picture. Build the edit first. Add bus compression for glue. Use saturator for warm tape style drive. Shape the tone with EQ. Use drum bus for control dirt and density. Blend parallel grit if you want punch and character together. And always check it against the bass. If you do it right, the drums stop sounding like raw samples and start sounding like a proper jungle weapon. That's the goal here. Not just louder drums, but drums with a story. Clean at first, then a little worn, a little more dangerous, and ready to drive the whole drop.